Shall we turn to number 35 in the White Chorus Books? The White Chorus Books, number 35, The Mercies of God. While you're turning, I had a verse on my heart I wanted to just read to you. I think we all know how wonderful it is to get good news, amen? And you know what? Good news after bad news is really good news. I remember when my youngest daughter, Amy, was being born. My wife was having difficulties, and the child had to be monitored carefully. I think she was going for a sonogram once a week. But when it came time for my wife to have a C-section, I'll never forget the doctor came in and said, "Look, I have to be just honest with you. I don't know how this child's going to be." And I just remember saying, Lord, help us. But I remember the great news when the doctor came out and said, "Everything's great." And, you know, I remember checking in with my wife and then going to have the biggest meal I ever had at a restaurant. I told her about it. She wasn't thrilled. I want to read you some good news. Pretend you're hearing it for the first time. Because, you know, we get so familiar with the Bible, right, and the Word of God. But this is fantastic news. From Hebrews 4:14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are." Isn't that something? "And yet without sin. But here it is. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." And the good news I want to bring to you is that it's a throne of grace. A throne represents authority. It represents power. There's thrones of judgment, but this is a throne of grace. Isn't that awesome? A throne of grace. And we're going to sing about that mercy, the mercy of God. If you don't mind, if you're able, join me and let's stand together. Number 35 in our White Chorus Books. when we sing this fourth one, if it's okay, Brother Paul, when we get to that chorus, let's slow it down. And let's just let those words come right from our soul, right from our heart. Particularly when it says, I'll love him. I'll love him. I'll serve him with all that's within me. Let's sing that forth. His goodness and mercy will follow me still, even unto the end of the world. I have a sure promise, and that cannot fail. That is mercy endureth from end. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure. I'll love him, amen. I'll serve him with all that I have, as long as my love shall endure. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we love you, Lord, we worship you. Thank you, dear Father. Hallelujah. Father. Glory to God. We thank you, dear Jesus. Great God, our great God, we praise you. Our wonderful Lord, for your great mercy, O God. Thank you, dear Father. O Lamb of God, Lamb of God, we thank you. Lord Jesus, praise him, praise him, praise him. Lord Jesus, we worship you, O God, for mercy so great. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. We're thankful that he works in us and through us. We're thankful, Lord God, that it's only by his power that we can say, we'll love you, we'll serve you with all that's within us. Even in these things, we need his help. Oh God, thank you that you've taken us and you've changed our hearts. Thank you, Lord God, that you've written your laws on our hearts. Oh God, what a work. What a work of mercy. We praise you for that tonight. We're thankful, Lord God, that you're here with us tonight. Your presence is manifested among us. And we pray that everything that's said and done, Lord, will be to your glory. May you be pleased with our worship tonight. May it be in spirit and in truth. We ask that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Let's feel free to do as the Lord wants you to do, the Holy Spirit. If you have a testimony, that would be great. Feel free. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
brought me out of the miry clay.
He set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my heart today. The Lord
is hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Why don't we
sing
that? I think it's 476. Let's sing that. 476. Brother Matt began the chorus. Let's sing it in from the White Book. The new song, I believe it's in here. Right. What is it? 14. Number 14.
My wife and I are going to be leaving in the morning, but I want to thank you all for your kindness and paying attention to me. And we were blessed in just speaking with you at the table and worshiping with you is a blessing. This is a wonderful song. I'm going to invite you to stand. Thank you for your willingness to stand if you can, and let's take in every word of this song.
For that new song. that great song of salvation. We pray, Father, that that will be resounded throughout the village and the cottage, dear Jesus, and every one of these young people. Lord, there's so much in the world they're presenting new, but nothing like this. This is your glory, and we pray, we lift them up tonight. We remember them, and we just believe you, Lord Jesus, to bring a full and free salvation to each one of them, that your name might be glorified. We ask that in your precious, mighty name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thankful that Pastor Matt Waffle is here, and I've asked him if he wouldn't share with us tonight. Pastor?